Hi there, and welcome to the Violin Geek Podcast. I'm your host, Laurel Thompson, and today I'll be bringing you another Stories Behind the Songs episode. This one will feature a song which I wrote called If a Wave, and this song was released on my album with my partner Dan Frechette earlier this year called After the Fire. You might recall a couple other episodes talking about other songs on that album. And I'm talking about this song today because I also just released a music video for it. So I'm really excited to share that, and I'll have that link in the show notes. It was really fun to put together, and I'll be talking a little bit more about that as well as the inspiration that went into the song. It's one that's been with me for just a few years, and yet I feel like now is the perfect time to put this message out there. And I hope it'll be inspiring to you. Maybe there are some budding songwriters and composers in my audience. I'm not sure, but it's always nice. I know for myself, it's always nice to hear where songs come from, because sometimes it can just feel like such a mystical process and sometimes rather elusive when the muse isn't visiting us regularly. So I know for myself, it was really eye-opening to be in college and taking music theory classes and being instructed in how I could basically craft a song just by following certain rules and chord progressions and voicings. And suddenly there's this four-part harmony, and it just felt kind of clinical and at the same time, sort of like it's drawing the curtain back, and I'm realizing that for as much creativity and innovation as there might be going into a song, there can also be a structure and almost like an equation we can lean back into. And together, it's a nice blend that hopefully can keep our process going, keep us writing songs and being creative. So before I fully dive into this episode, I just wanted to thank everyone who has rated and reviewed the podcast recently. I really appreciate that, and let's keep it coming. This helps my ranking and visibility on the various platforms, and through this, it allows others to find the show. Thank you so much for your support. And now, while I will be sharing the entire If a Wave track at the end of this podcast, you are hearing little inklings of it here and there scattered throughout the episode. So please enjoy, and hopefully it warms you up for the full track. So the concept for this song came to me in 2019. I was on a hike, where I usually am when a song inspiration hits me, and I was feeling really down. I tend to be someone who likes to try and find the silver linings in every situation, maybe to a fault sometimes. I think sometimes it's okay to just go like, wow, this is really terrible, or I'm really down right now. But in this situation, it was just kind of lingering for a while, this feeling of just doubt and unease. And I wanted to just shake it off and get back to just feeling normal, or, you know, dare I say, feeling happy. Wow. So I was walking along, and this realization came to me. Like, I can't wait for something external to change how I'm feeling. And we've all heard the saying, be the change you wish to see in the world. And I thought, wow, everything that we see, everything that's tangible, something we could buy, a fashion trend, a style of music, we can trace back to some person, or maybe a community of people who created that. And what would it be like to be at the center of a wave, essentially, a wave of something? And in this case, just a wave of joy, or a wave of contentment, just something other than this doubtful, sort of depressed state that I was in at the moment. And I felt empowered in that thought, that rather than looking outside of me for something to change, I could just be the start of that change. It could just be me in the forest walking along, how I could just kind of put my foot down and be the start of that, and join hopefully other people who are the start of that just better feeling. And as we all know, the last few years have been difficult, and this song really doesn't speak to any side of politics, or, you know, any particular country or really anything in particular, but just that feeling of harnessing this uncertainty, this moment we're living through, and transforming it into hope. So in very short order after that, the main lines were coming to me, the structure of the song was coming to me, and the melody was coming to me. The main line being, if a wave began right here, and then sort of the refrain line, you can't part a wave from the sea.
If a wave began right here, would you hold it tight?
And so then I started drawing metaphors from the natural world. So there was the water and waves, and then there was also the idea of fire, and you can't part a spark from the fire. And then there's also air, and then different feelings that we might have. So with fire was the feeling of love, and with air was the feeling of peace. Just sort of the simplicity, I think, of the air. And a line in that verse, small forces felt around the world, spread out to eternity. This idea of, as they say, a butterfly's wings flapping in one place is affecting the air currents throughout the world and how everything's connected. And I can put all of the lyrics in the show notes in case anyone would like to read through them. But particularly, I wanted to share a bit about the chorus, which maybe on first glance, someone might think is rather egotistical. It's not meant to be, but my world begins with me. From here to all I see, I own these wounds and the flowers that grow free. My world begins with me. And oftentimes we might draw the title from the chorus. So I've already had a couple people say, oh yeah, I really like that song, My World Begins With Me. But I liked If a Wave better, because then there's not much that can be misconstrued there. Maybe people don't even know what it's about. There's that. But at least they won't think that it's this ego song. So anyhow, My World Begins With Me, just meaning that sort of how I perceive the world begins with me. So if I'm going out into my day and I feel like just the world is a bad place, it's a scary place, it's a dangerous place, and I mean, that can be true in some places for sure, but is that really true every day when we wake up in the morning? Maybe not. It depends on our standard of living, I suppose, in our situation, which we may or may not have much control over. But this idea that even if we can't control our surroundings, we can at least control how we think about them and what we do to try and put ourselves in a better place. So My World Begins With Me, it's just about taking ownership and responsibility for my piece of it. From here to all I see, I think that's pretty obvious. I can't really affect something that's happening on the other side of the world, something that I know nothing about, but at least I can affect what's around me, what I can see, the people that I am in contact with, and I can just try and do my best for those people. I own these wounds and the flowers that grow free. These are metaphors. I enjoy metaphors and just in poetry, in lyrics, when I've written short stories and stuff like this. It just feels like an easier way to say things without having to use a lot of words and be very, very obvious about it. But I understand that sometimes, especially people that might not be that familiar with English or they're just not thinking in terms of metaphors, might misconstrue things there. So just again, taking ownership and responsibility for, yeah, we all carry baggage, and at the same time, we all have gifts. So both my baggage and my gifts, I take ownership of them. I recognize that maybe there's some times I haven't acted in a way that I would be proud of. And at the same time, you know, I'm also not going to hide what I feel like I can offer. So then the chorus finishes, My World Begins With Me, again, just a refrain of that first line. And again, nothing egotistical there, just this is my little piece of life, and I'm going to do the best I can to be a positive force and hopefully leave people and things I come across better than I found them.
My world begins with me. From here to all I see.
So then, as far as the recording, this is one of the most simple productions Dan and I have ever released, other than a few that are just pure violin and guitar. This one is just violin, acoustic guitar, and my voice. Dan did not even feel the need to put a harmony in here. It just felt like a very intimate and personal song. So although it's fun to layer on different instruments and do a bigger production, this song really didn't need anything to get the emotion across. And I suppose everyone else will be the judge of that. But in our world, in My World Begins With Me land, it just did not need anything else. Just as simple as possible. And even with my vocal, there were a few moments where I just needed to re-record a few times because I really had to put myself in this vulnerable place and imagine myself back where I was a few years ago when I wrote it, and that transformation that happened on that hike as I was realizing all of this. As far as the melody and the violin breaks, there's a little intro violin and then there's a little solo violin after the bridge. Again, very simple. A little bit of ornamentation, a few harmony notes, rather than taking the melody the whole time. But the melody, as far as the whole song goes, came, like I said, very quickly with the lyrics. So there was no real separation there. Sometimes it's like it's kind of a poem and then the melody comes later. Sometimes it's a melody and there are no words. You don't even know where this is going, but it feels like maybe more of a vocal song versus an instrumental. That's happened to me as well. But this one, it just all came like a wave right there, which was really cool. And I count those as really special moments, special songs, when it just sort of drops in your lap like that, because it's definitely, to me anyway, feels more rare in my experience. And then as far as the music video, this was all filmed by us on our iPhones. Thank goodness for those. Just setting up in different locations around Santa Cruz, California, where we live. And I really wanted to feature contrasts. Again, going back to the feeling I started with of this doubt and depression and the feeling I ended with, hope and empowerment. So we have light and shadow. There's a great shot that's actually on the side of a church. It's a corner of a church, big cathedral type church, where Dan is standing, and just very stark contrasts of light and shadow there. And then there was a scene on an overpass where I'm walking and there's cars going by. And so that was sort of peace versus noise. I'm in the peace verse at that point. And then this really linear architecture I've been talking about, and then this beautiful flowing water at a pond, and this little family of coots, sort of like in the duck family, right? With their little babies jumping around, and just a showcase of life, and not just life, the most beautiful. I think sometimes we can get caught up in things needing to be perfect and everything needing to be beautiful. And if I'm not happy, what's wrong with me? But just, can we accept it all? And with all of that in the mix, let's transform it into something that's better, something that works for us. So that is a little journey we're taking around the area. And there's one vantage point overlooking downtown and kind of climbing up these flights of stairs and sort of the struggle of that. And then the beauty of the scenery at the top. So little things, again, sort of working with metaphor and playing with different elements was really enjoyable. And then I did all the editing. So that is always a process, trying to sync everything together. So again, thank you, Apple and MacBook Pros. But it's really amazing what we can accomplish with just these tools and our instruments and just being open to the moment. If you get anything from this podcast, I hope that you will be inspired to maybe just try and write. A couple weeks ago, I had this really interesting feeling of just, I've never given birth, but I imagine it might be like a small version of that, where it just feels like something wants to come out of you. And I went out to my studio and it was almost like this force. It wasn't a voice or anything talking to me. It was this force that was saying, like, get out your notepad right now. Okay, get out your violin right now. And these two songs, these two instrumentals, which hopefully maybe I'll release at some point, but they just came through and I just spent a couple hours and now here are these two fully formed songs. It was just like I was just driven to do that in that moment. It'd been quite a while since I took the time. And it just reminded me, like, yeah, we just have to be open and listening in that moment. As much as we might be practicing and working on material that's already written, that we need to perform or we need to learn to improve our chops and all of this, all of us could also create music. And it's always, I think, really nice and empowering for my students when sometimes we take a little bit of time for that. Maybe we're learning a new scale and I'll just go, let's just improvise a little bit through this scale. Nothing needs to come out of it, but let's just get familiar. Sometimes they do come up with a little riff that their eyes kind of light up and they go, huh, that's actually kind of cool. Yeah, why don't we record it? Maybe we'll do something with it down the road. So be open. You never know when you might be on a hike and a song might come to you. So again, I'm Laurel Thompson, and I hope you have enjoyed hearing about this song, which you'll now hear in its entirety in a moment. Before that, I wanted to let you know that you're always welcome to reach out via email. If you have a comment, question, suggestion, particularly a suggestion or a question for a podcast episode, maybe you have someone you'd like me to interview, or you have a technical or practice or musician-related issue that you're struggling with and you would like to have me take a shot at it. I'm always happy to entertain those topics and make it happen. So my email is laurel@laurelthompson.com. That's laurel@laurelthompson, laurel@laurelthompson.com. I will always have that link in the show notes. And my website, of course, is laurelthompson.com, and there you can also check out the Violin Geek blog, which has topics going back to 2007, hundreds of different topics about practice, about different technical issues, how to find a good violin or viola or cello, and a lot of student as well as parent questions, which I've answered over the years, which maybe didn't seem as appropriate to put into a podcast format. So you can go to laurelthompson.com and just click on the Violin Geek tab to go to the blog. And I will be putting out another Intonation Mastery episode here in a few weeks. So I hope you will stay tuned, quite literally, for that. And until next time, happy practicing.
Hold it tight and empty. Let it disappear or let it flow. Find other ways. Let it pick you up and carry you. Grow into an ocean you can't part away from the sea. My world begins with me. From here to all I see, I own these rooms and the flowers that grow free. My world begins. with me. And if love began right here, would you still look for another? Hide away in fear, or would you feed its tiny light? Let it breathe out with and through you. Merge with all the love out there you can't part. A spark from the fire. My world begins with me. From here to all I see, I own these wounds and the flowers that grow free. My world begins with me. We're still looking for the answers we thought we knew. Wishing on the same dreams the whole world through. You can't part away from the sea. Right here, would you count it as a sweet luck? Push needy souls clear or set it free on little wings. Small forces felt around the world, spread out to eternity. You can't puff the breeze from the air. My world begins with me. From here to all I see, I own these wounds and the flowers that grow free. My world begins with me. My world begins with me.